Avoid the Sabi Talk and Shir 1, the introduction. We are now starting a series of shirim explaining the fundamentals of Bitachon and Emuna. We will be learning the primary sugyas and sources pertaining to this topic, with the ultimate goal of applying them l'maisa. Our focus will be on learning specific methods to implement these principles into our daily lives. As an introduction, it is important to define our objective. Everyone wants to live a life of happiness, fulfillment, and tranquility. It is truly possible for a person to reach a state where, regardless of what transpires in their lives, they have no worries. They can remain calm and smiling without feeling pain by past events that seemingly went wrong, the what-ifs, the could-haves, the should-haves. At this level, a person perceives that everything that has occurred is from Shemayim and that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is only good. Similarly, looking forward, they believe future events will also be good, allowing them to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mative toward them. While this mindset is ideal, the reality is that our lives are often full of pain and challenges. Tranquility can feel very distant, and our circumstances frequently cause us to become very angry and feel a lack of self-fulfillment. Let's consider these real-life situations that demonstrate this struggle. Let's say someone's looking for a shidduch. A girl reaches an older age, while older friends have already gotten married and have families. Is it easy for her to feel totally calm, knowing her zivug is certainly waiting for her from Shemayim and can't be taken away by anyone else? Can she remain truly happy for others when hearing about their marriage and their family lives? A common theme, financial stress. A family man who feels there isn't enough to cover the bills. Can he succeed in feeling calm, knowing his parnasa is from Shemayim? Or will he experience constant anxiety, pain, and anger? Interpersonal harm. If someone causes you harm or damage, will you become angry at that person, or will you remain calm? In that moment, is it absolutely clear to you that the situation was decreed from Shemayim for your good, and that person is merely a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Let's say personal and academic struggles. A person is born to a family with problems, or a student is struggling in school who finds it challenging to focus on study the material. Will they get upset, or can they withstand these tests and stay calm? Health crisis. How does one react if, Rachman al-Islam, there is a major sickness in the family? Throughout this journey, we will develop a Torah perspective that allows us to stay reliant on Hashem through these challenges. By working on this, we can reach a point where we feel like a child in the hands of a loving father who cares for us and wants only our good. We will not be paralyzed by fear or anxiety about the future. I feel a necessary disclaimer is warranted. Even after developing the proper perspective, we must acknowledge that this level of reliance is an extremely difficult task. Very few people have succeeded in reaching a level of emunah and bitachon so great that they remain happy and worry-free in every life situation. But obviously, you don't have to be perfect. It's a work in progress. While we can quickly gain the aspiration to rely on Hashem and absorb the knowledge of these topics, reaching the emotional level that removes fear and worry requires significant effort. Every midah and level of ruchnius is only acquired through hard work. Like it says, the Sabbath Mekelm says in the Sefer Beis Kelm, he warns that one should not fool himself into thinking he has reached a high level of bitachon after only a small amount of work. A truly wise person knows that bitachon davar kasher hu, merochik mimenu. Bitachon is a difficult thing that is far from us. He adds, he needs to pull it and bring it inside the inner chambers of his heart to make it part of his essence. Rav Albin Ali Shur states that bitachon is the primary trait about which people are the primary trait which people are unrealistic. Every person is medamei benashrei ki umnam ba bitachon mishlom, imagines in his heart, that in the soul, that he is truly a complete master of bitachon. But when reality comes, but when it comes to his hand, he is shown that he does not have bitachon. He discovers that he did not withstand the test. He might look for excuses to justify this, justify his worry, but it's often a form of self-trickery. And intellectual knowledge is insufficient if it has not reached the lev and the nefesh. True bitachon in Hashem Yisbarach requires a Hava, a Yira, and Dvekis. The Chazon Ish, in his work Amunah Betachon, he warns at great length that it's better to realize that one is lacking in Betachon than to have a quote-unquote false Betachon. People often think that they have Betachon until they face a challenge and find themselves melting with anxiety. In the next year, we will address why Betachon specifically is a trait where people are the most prone to being unrealistic about their true spiritual standing. Have a great night, and looking forward to speaking to you again.